Okay, ready. Thanks for waiting. Good afternoon. As you know, this is the first week of Advent. So there's the first candle is light. And so we are toward Christmas. And today I'd like to give you a small sermon about the Christmas, and the title is "What Had Jesus Done to Be With Us." I don't know if this is grammatically correct or not, but as you know, what I want to say, right? Scripture, Matthew 1:18-23. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." The point I want to tell you this afternoon is what God had done for us to fulfill what he promised, which is to send himself or his son to this earth to show his love and to show he wants to with us. And as I read, Matthew said, this is the quote from Isaiah, "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel." Emmanuel means God with us. Jesus was born to show us that God with us, God is with us. Amen. Without Christmas, without the birth of Jesus, we could not realize, we could not feel, actually, we could not know if God truly is our side, wants to be with us. But because the Son of God came to this earth as a man, as a human being, we realize 100% truly God wants to be with us. But we do not know as God, the Son of God, he was in heaven, but he came down to this earth as a baby. What he had to do, you know, it's hard to explain. But we just say, "Thank you, God, you send your son to here." But we have to understand what God had to do to send his son to this earth. In other words, what Jesus had to done to become a human being, to become a baby, to show that God with us. To explain that point, I'd like to tell you, the first cross point came out. This is the 13 points of attributes of God. This is from a theological book, you know. So you have to remember 13 points as a Christian, okay? There are the 13 points of attributes of God. One, God is spirit. Sorry for the cross. X. Now, God is spirit, of course. God is spirit means he cannot see. You know, he's not visible. He's not material. You know, he's spirit. Non-material personality, personal being. Self-conscious and self-determining. Number two, God is life. We are not life. We were given. You know, our lives are given by God. God is life. He is the source of life. Number three, he is infinite. What does infinite mean? He is independent. Infinity of God is not an independent attribute. You know, he is. like the God said to Moses, you know, I am that I am. Number four, God is immutable. Immutable means he is perfect, you know. He's perfect. And he is devoid of all change in essence, the Bible says. The book says. He's devoid of all change in essence, attributes, consciousness, will, and promises. No change is possible in God. Wow. What a difference from us, you know. God can change. Obama said change, but God never changed. God is truth. What does truth mean? Truth is interrelated consistency of statement and their correspondence with the facts of reality and the facts themselves. Understand? Yeah. He is truth. You know, the idea of the attributes of God, these points, it's easy to understand. We compare to ourselves, you know, human beings. We are not truth. No. You know, because we say something in the mornings and we will say different in the night. Right? Number six, God is love. Amen. Amen. No explanation. God is love. We are? No. We are loved. No. And we are given. Our love is given by God. God is love. Number seven, God is eternal. Amen. God is eternal. Number eight, God is holy. What the holy means? What the holy means? Holy is not clean. Holy is separated. He is alone. And nobody can even close to him. He is holy. The temple in the Old Testament shows the meaning of his holiness. You know, the place, the temple, you imagine that? You know, there's a big, thick curtain before the place of God and before the human being can get into. And only the once of the year, the high priest can get into that room. Only one person in the world. But God is holy, so we cannot even close to him. God is immortal. God never dies. Immortal. God is invisible. We cannot see him. And God is... These threes are kind of hard for Japanese. Omnipresent. What the omnipresent means. The attribute of God by which he filled the universe in all its parts and is present everywhere at once. Omnipresent means God is there, right? Anywhere. And omniscient means God knows all things. You know, God knows everything. God knows past, present, future. God knows everything. And God is omnipotent. God can do anything. These 13 points are the attributes of God. So let's think. When Jesus Christ became human being, what did he abandon? First X. Jesus became human beings means he abandoned his spiritness because he became human beings. And number two, Jesus Christ is God, but he threw out this attribute. He got the life from the Holy Spirit in the womb of Mary. He was the source of life, but he was given a life from Holy Spirit. Angels said, the one, the baby in Mary's womb is Holy Spirit. Jesus abandoned his infinity. Of course, immutable. He abandoned immutableness. But how about truth and love? I don't think he abandoned. Right? Jesus said, I'm truth. And he is love, of course. So he did not abandon those two, but he abandoned eternity. He became a human being as a part of the human's history, right? His eternal being, but when he became a human being, he abandoned his eternity. I think he was holy. He is holy. So he did not throw out his holiness. Even though he became a human being and he lived in the sinful people, but he is still holy. He became visible. So he abandoned invisibleness. How about those three? No. He became a human being. Omniscient? No. But if you read through the Gospels, sometimes Jesus, you know, knew something before it happened. But sometimes Jesus was surprised. Why? Because he did not know everything. So he abandoned omniscient, and he, of course, abandoned omnipotent. Of course, he healed the sick, and he calmed the storm. But on the cross, he did not use his power. So out of 13 attributes of God, as my point of view, my idea, 10 attributes Jesus abandoned. Why? To become a human being and to be with us. Amen? Did you know that? This is not the simple job. Of course, we can understand everything. But Jesus threw out all these 10 attributes just to be with us. Amen? Just sit beside you. Are you worthy? Are we early? Worthy? No. We are not worthy, but Jesus is love. And he wants to show Emmanuel, God with us. And he threw out all these 10 attributes. What should we do for Jesus? Jesus abandoned 10 attributes of his tributes, but what can we do for him? Of course, we can say many answers, but I want to pick one verse, Romans 12:1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, I feel like Paul, you know. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice. I think this is the only thing we can do. You know, we cannot abandon anything because we don't have anything. So all we could do is give ourselves, you know. We give ourselves this sinful, mortal, visible, just the dust of ground, you know. But all we could do is just offer our bodies, ourselves, as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. This is what we could do for Jesus. So this is a time we show our gratitude, our thankfulness to God. This is a time. Because we know what God had done for us to be with us. Because we know, we realize what sacrifice Jesus done for us. What he abandoned for us just to be with us. So this is a time to we respond. This is the time we show thank you, Jesus. Thank you what He done for us to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice. Amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you send your spirit, your Son, but this is not the simple job. This is not easy job. This is the most difficult. Of course, we can't understand how difficult it was. But we survey that to become human being, to be with us, what Jesus had done for us, Lord. As Paul said in Philippians, Jesus did not think it is enough to sit right beside God. But he abandoned himself, everything, just to show your love to us, just to show yourself, to show that you are our friends. Thank you, Lord, because the Son of God became human beings like us. We know we are not alone. We are not abandoned. We are not just a sinful dust of ground. But we are the children of God. Thank you. You give this time, this Christmas season, and we want to show our gratitude to you, Lord. We are not just say thank you, but do something to show our love to you, Lord, because you loved us first. So we show our love to you, Lord. We want to show your love to our neighbors and friends and families, Lord. We offer our body as a living sacrifice because the Son of God gave his body as a living sacrifice to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you this service. Thank you this church. Lord, bless each one of them here. And show that you, God, came to this earth even in one of these hearts. And every single heart, Jesus is now living and with us, Lord. In Jesus' name we say, Amen.